This show is brought to you by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by Audible. Today, for GQDN, we have news about a movie, Square Enix, and a couple updates to Tuesday's announcement for World of Warcraft. But we start today with the lawsuit against Activision Blizzard. Now, the lawsuit was dismissed. This comes to us from BlueNews.com. And they told, and well, within the story, they told us about the GameIndustry.biz that the lawsuit filed against Activision Blizzard by the investors has been dismissed. Ah, you thought it was about the sexual allegations. Well, you are wrong. It is about the investors. So, the U.S. judge said that there was a lack of particularity in proving the allegations, saying that also, quote, to the extent plaintiffs allege that defendants must have known sexual harassment and discrimination were endemic by virtue of their respective positions at the company. The first amended complaint does not establish the requisite facts to support such a conclusion. So basically, what the judge wanted to see is what the board knew, or the board members, or the other the stockholders knew about the other lawsuit. So, and they did not do that. So therefore, the lawsuit was dismissed. Now we get into some better news for Activision Blizzard. This comes to us from Blizzard Watch. The Burning Crusade Classic servers will become the Wrath Classic. So basically what it is saying is they're going to use the Burning Crusade servers to put the Wrath of the Lich King game on those servers. But they might make it separate still. I don't know how they can do that on the servers, but they could still make it separate so that way those who want to play Burning Crusade Classic and those who want to make or play a Wrath Classic or just Classic and keep them all separate. We'll see what happens. We'll see if they do that. But Blizzard Watch does keep a good lookout on what Blizzard is doing. Now, the next story comes to us from MMO Champion. And Bajahira had an interview with Brian Hlinka. And within that, they talk about PvP gear, because what does Brian Hlinka do? He's a PvP guy. And they also talk about PvE gear in PvP matches, or going into war mode out in the world. So, now, does this happen? We'll see what happens here, certainly. And they also want to add more incentive to war mode PvP at launch of Dragonflight. We'll see what happens. But that's a good interview, and you should go take a look there at MMOChampion.com. It's very well done. Now let's get into some other games here. And there's a bit of an update to the League of Legends MMO. And the former person named Ghostcrawler, Greg Street, put up an update to his tweet saying, and by the way, this comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and I say, quote, but there's no guarantee any game in this business will ship. Anyone who makes that promise is essentially saying that they will ship even if the game is disappointing. We won't ship a disappointing game. We also won't crunch just to make sure the game is as good as it can be. So he's talking about League of Legends MMO, and even though what's coming out of Riot Games saying is it's going great, it doesn't exactly mean that it's going to be shipped. We'll keep a good eye on that. Now, one game that does look good and does look online for shipment for this summer, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And this comes to us from Destructoid.com, and they're saying that some of the original voices will be in this game. So if you're going to play the game, you might be a little bit nostalgic if you ever watched the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Not the one that's out there now, but from what I understand, it will be the old voices. We'll see what happens. You guys play it, I probably won't, but we'll see what happens. Now, we go on to Eurogamer.net, and Square Enix says that World Slayer will be an expansion to Outriders. So what's going to happen here? Well, there's a few things that I can announce. It'll feature new weapons, armor, and mods. It will have a PAX tree, which will show you the way to progress your character. So that is a separate class tree that's available at level 30. Now, XP after hitting level 30 goes to the Ascension level, which will award Ascension points. And you can spend points in different aspects, abilities called Brutality, Endurance, Prowess, or Anomaly. So there is some different things coming for World Slayer for all you Outrider players. Now, some other interesting stories here. One from GameInformer.com, and that's saying that Dwayne The Rock Johnson will help produce the movie from the game It Takes Two. And his production studio, 7 Bucks Production, will be helping out Amazon to make the movie. Now, the game did have last year's Game Awards Game of the Year. And right now, writers Pat Casey and Josh Miller are adapting the story from It Takes Two, the game, into the movie. And that's according to Variety. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep an eye on it. Hey, I'm a wrestling fan, so, you know, I got my eyes on it. Now we go back to BlueNews.com. And if you have the Epic Game Store, you can get Amnesia Rebirth and Riverbond for absolutely free. Okay? So those are some pretty interesting games. So if you have the Epic Game Store, hey, you got some free stuff. And everybody loves free stuff. I know you do. And by the way, if you join our Audible, you get a free book. So there you go. More free stuff. All good. This show has been brought to you by Dawn Forge. This is a Dawn Forge production, 2022. We'll see you tomorrow. Live show tomorrow night, 8 p.m. or maybe 8:30, something like that. So we'll see you there. Maybe a daily show, maybe not, because of the live show. We'll see how things go. Until then, goodbye and enjoy your games.